Hey, so I accidentally deleted the intro, so well, this is awkward. Hi, welcome to Talk. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Austin.
And today we have three females on set or studio.
And by studio, you mean your bedroom.
That sounded really scripted.
But it wasn't, because they don't know that yet.
Turn to camera.
Camera? This is a podcast.
Well, now I look stupid.
Anyway, as Jonathan mentioned before, we have three wonderful females.
That sounds creepy, dude. I'm not even kidding. All right.
We have four of the opposite gender and...
Anyway. Okay, so yesterday was Christmas.
Oh,
what
my
did
gosh.
You do for Christmas? It feels weird because it doesn't feel like yesterday was Christmas, but it was. I don't know about you, but it didn't feel like Christmas.
I woke up at 6 a.m. To see what was under the tree. That's what I always do, and I did.
Oh.
And there were some gifts, and I went into Macy's room, which is my sister, and I was like, Macy, come downstairs. He's like, go to sleep, idiot. It's 6 a.m.
And then she slapped you.
No, she was in her bed.
You could... Okay, whatever, continue.
I knocked on the door.
Oh. Yeah, we opened presents at midnight because we're impatient.
Was I finished?
Oh, sorry.
Jeez. Somebody likes to talk about themselves, okay?
I like long walks on the beach.
And in the rain?
That sounds like LAD Harmony profile.
Anyway. Okay, so... after I went back to bed and then I woke up at about 10, my parents had made our traditional breakfast casserole, which is
Breakfast casserole?
Yeah.
Usually casseroles are terrible from what I've heard. I've never had one.
You've never had a casserole?
Well, I'm just basing my knowledge off of like Disney and Nickelodeon. Usually everyone's like, we made
those
like-
are terrible. No. you have
I'm
to.
I'm being completely serious. I've never had a casserole.
You can't base a children's cartoon network on whether you like breakfast food or not.
Why?
Because that doesn't... Anyway, so the breakfast casserole is a special recipe that we got off the internet.
Not a family recipe, then.
I don't know.
It's like a foodnetwork.com/casserole thing.
Food Network makes casserole, so...
They make a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So you ate it, right?
Yes, we ate the casserole. No, we just let it sit there, and we put it in the
refrigerator.
It was a
sacrifice.
For what?
Continue. I'm trying to.
You are. You have glitter on your earlobe.
Do I really?
Guys, Jonathan has glitter on
his
earlobe.
To wear glitter on Thursdays, except today.
It's Friday.
I said Friday.
You are
Friday. Continue, though, for real.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'll go sit in my corner now.
Anyway, we ate the breakfast casserole. And then, yeah.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Oh, like, I got a lot of things.
What did you do yesterday? Like,
that's classified.
That? Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. I'll tell you. My favorite gift probably would have to be, my sister got me a Star-Lord action figure.
I want one. We just high five.
I know, and he talks. And he has his cassette player. He presses the button twice, and he goes, hey, what?
Do you remember the beginning part of the movie where he's, like, dancing the thing?
Yeah, that was,
like,
to the Come best... and Get Your Love by Redbone.
Yes, that was, like, the best part of the movie. I love that movie.
And he's, like, kicking the squirrels. Whatever.
And he's, just, like,
if anybody knows the species or animal those lizard beasts are, you can win a free car.
You get a car.
Just kidding.
We had a party on Tuesday.
I don't know.
I'm not good with time. On Tuesday,
I wasn't invited,
we...
so...
Yeah, because it was a secret party. But it was like, we had a party with like my friends, and we stayed up really late. And by really, I mean midnight. And we opened presents.
What a
technically,
rebel.
Technically, it's Christmas. Technically.
You had a... What? No, Christmas was on Thursday.
I know, but at midnight and 1 minute, it's Christmas.
That would be Wednesday.
Morning. No.
Get your facts right. You said people
Thursday.
Stayed over on Tuesday.
Okay, it was Wednesday. I'm sorry.
What
I'm not
was
good
that
at...
noise?
Did you see that the interview came out after all?
The one with
the one that the North Koreans were like,
yeah,
we were
I saw
mad at you.
It's so bad.
Cause, okay, so Elliot was over yesterday on Christmas, because that's what bros do, true bros. And he tried to make me watch it, because it was on YouTube. So they
you
kind of
get it on YouTube?
Yeah, it was like a, they did a loophole, because the North Koreans were like, we're going to blow up your face if you
is
put
it
in
bad?
Theaters. I don't see it.
You just said you watched it.
No, I said he tried to make me. I wasn't going to watch it, because guard your eyes and your ears, children. I just didn't feel like watching it. But
I just got hit by a rubber ball or something. Or a cardboard box.
Yeah. Did you? Are you gonna watch it? Because from what I've, because the moment
know.
It came out, I
Here's
saw on Twitter everyone's like, "Ooh, it's so good." And I'm just like, the thing is, no. like, if the North Koreans didn't threaten to turn it down, nobody would have cared about the movie. That's my speculation.
Well, because the thing is, okay, there's two reasons why I want to watch it, and there's like a few that I don't. The one of them is that Seth Rogen and James Franco are together, and they're like the Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. You don't hit me with that shoe lobe. I was thinking.
Calm down, Juan.
Okay, senor.
Yeah, Juan. Anyway, and the other reason why I don't want to see it is because it was made by the producers of This Is the End, and I hated that movie.
I've never seen one of those movies because...
No, it was terrible. Like, they said it was, like, comedic gore, but I don't like any form of gore. And
you don't like blood?
No. Blood is nasty. Blood is the color of the sky in your veins.
I think it's a hoax. I don't think it's real. I don't think the North Koreans cared. For real.
I feel like I'm getting...
Well, then... What?
I feel like it's fake. It's a marketing ploy.
For Korea? No.
Yeah, no.
They didn't want their supreme ruler, who they treat like God, to be killed in a movie.
It's fake. I don't believe it's true. Because if it's, the thing is, if nobody, if they didn't, because everyone saw this from ahead of time. Everyone saw it from ahead of time that nobody was going to, like, watch it. And they were like, okay, well, we're going to kill somebody, you know, who's alive right now. And so they're just like, okay, we'll just say they threatened us, or maybe they used
the Well, yeah, there was a movie, like, in the 30s that was about, or 40s or something, where they killed Hitler and nobody got their panties in a wad. I don't know.
I'm sorry. All right, well.
But, yeah, that was...
I think it's fake. I don't think it's real.
I mean, I don't think it's fake, but it was definitely stupid. I mean, it's just, it's Hollywood. It's a movie.
Anyway, all right, so we're gonna like go for like 3 seconds, and then we're gonna come back with other people. So yeah, thank you for listening.
Tinky winky, la la.
Hi.
Oh.
All right, so we have three people here with us.
Three people.
So we have Mackenzie Parks, Gracie Dodge,
Peyton Rogers,
and then we have Austin Herring.
He's a girl too. So.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not.
Oh, I hope you're not. I
mean,
hope you know
you should probably
not.
Like be certain about these things, but it's okay.
I mean,
how old are you? 17? I think you should know by now.
I think so.
So we just found out that Austin doesn't know anything about himself.
That's a weird looking beard. Then, if you're a girl,
can women grow facial hair?
Yes.
I have a picture on my phone. Yeah. Don't ask why, but it's an old lady with a mustache.
No, there was one
from
time.
1920 something.
I was like at dinner with my family, and there
was
a lady. No, oh no. There was a lady sitting next to us, and she had a mustache, and she, like, my little sister, she's like 6, and she legit, like, thought she was a man. And she was like, why does she have a mustache if she's a lady? And then my, like, other sister, who's 13, was like, no, she's like a man.
And that's always like such an awkward thing when you can't tell whether someone's a girl or a guy.
But she was legit a girl, I could see. She just had a little...
I had a science teacher with a mustache.
Just a little shadow. When I was 5 and I went to Kroger, I asked the person who checked me out if they were a man or a lady.
I flat out asked them.
That's so sad.
I don't think I've ever done that.
All right, paper or plastic. Are you a man or a woman?
When a man loves a woman. I just did that and you just ripped me off. No,
I do that all the time. You got to remember, that's like
actually,
a...
So what happened one time... when we moved to Texas, because I used to live in California, I was like 8.
Before you went to Mexico,
ouch.
Right? It was before Mexico.
Pre-Mexico.
Pre-Mexico?
PM.
PM.
That's what it means.
No.
Clock.
It doesn't mean that.
Pre-Mexico? What is AM? After Mexico?
No.
Anyway,
that doesn't make sense.
Okay, so we went to a McDonald's, and we were going to the airport, and it was like 9 p.m. or something, And we go to McDonald's.
Pre-Mexico.
We went to a McDonald's, right? And, like, there's, you know, the guy's like, hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? My dad's like, I'd like 3 large fries. No, he didn't say that. I'm sorry. He's like, I'd like 3 large Sprites and a Dr. Pepper and a sweet tea.
Just like that?
Exactly like that. Oh, yeah. And so we go, and it's, you know, it's a homosexual dude, right? And so we go, and my sister just says, she rolls down her window. She's like, is that a dude or a girl? And I mean, like, he had highlights that were, like, pink in his hair. I remember this. And he had, like, I'm wearing a headband, but it was, like, a girl headband. And it was, like...
You were wearing a girl headband?
Yeah, I like to wear them on the weekends.
You're going to specify.
He's wearing a girl, a
female. We like to wear a
bandana. He was wearing...
Yeah. I'm wearing a bandana, really. But anyway, so that happened. And on top of that, he didn't get our order right. My dad said, you know, 3 Sprites or whatever. He gave us 3 large fries. And then instead of giving my mom her tea... It's true. He's like... But it's, like, so we got... Instead of giving us the tea, he gave my mom root beer. Like, how do you...
I thought you ordered a Dr. Pepper.
No, that's my uncle.
I hate
they
root
got
beer.
The Dr. Pepper
root beer. Are you being for real?
Yes, I'm being
root beer's serious. My jam.
Thank you, Gracie. Thank you.
Get
thank
out.
You.
Both of you.
All right, let's take a poll. How many of you guys hate root beer? If you do,
me,
you can...
don't.
Me.
I wasn't talking
get
to
out.
You.
Get
out. Woman.
Oh. Root beer is beer, so you can satisfy your savory, like you're older.
I mean, or just because it's delicious.
Do you think root beer is just beer for your roots? Like,
no.
In your hair?
What?
That means absolutely nothing.
That doesn't even make sense.
I think we made these beer things for your roots and your hair, so we should just call root beer. That's what Austin's thinking.
Well, I would have named it.
My desk just farted.
Anyway, so as we mentioned before, and as you've heard in the last few minutes, we have 3 special guests here, and we're going to go ahead and ask them a couple of questions.
Oh, no. What's our hidden talent?
So let's start with Gracie.
No!
you literally just spoke, so technically you should be.
Exactly.
Going. Yeah.
And then we'll go...
We're all about equality here.
Equality. What?
Equality.
Equal.
Okay.
Anyway, so Gracie, go ahead and tell us your favorite Netflix movie that in it doesn't
movie
have to
be movie.
Or
what about
show? It doesn't have to be on there.
Okay,
anymore.
Hold on. Well, first of all, what do you do in your spare time?
What?
Well,
no, that's
about
not.
Netflix.
Yeah, that's thought, not the same thing. You're
I'm,
wanting her to
in my spare
say
time. I watch Netflix and I rap.
Oh, same. Oh.
In Spanish.
Kate
actually does
tape.
Rap. I like to rap in Spanish.
What's your rapper name?
I don't have one. Make one up.
Kathy G. Kathy G is her name.
But my mixtape.
My real name's Catherine, and my middle
for
name's
real?
Grace.
No,
therefore,
you cannot tell people.
Therefore,
this.
I go by Kathy G.
Kathy G.
My social security is.
Date of birth.
6/24/98.
Why'd you say it like you were about to forget?
I can rap for y'all in Spanish.
Okay, go.
You want.
Ready?
Sure.
No, Police can we do
Navidad. One? All right, hold on. Uh-oh.
Never go. Mind. Never mind.
Never mind. She can't actually. She forgot.
Taco burrito, yeah. Enchilada, fajita.
No. I can do Boyfriend by Justin Bieber.
If I was
same.
Your. That's
in
awesome.
Spanish?
No, not in Spanish.
Okay, so what? So Netflix?
GRACIED.
I'm not.
No,
I'm going to run away
right,
in like 2
okay,
minutes.
Whatever.
That's
so,
a wrap.
So Netflix.
Favorite
is it,
show.
Okay, hold on. Is it true that like white girls, if you couldn't tell?
No, they couldn't tell, Jonathan. Thanks
I'm not.
Telling.
I'm not white.
Peyton. Yeah.
But,
African American.
I have a
is
black
it...
heart, though. Like I'm black.
Mackenzie has a very soulful voice.
So is it true? Is it true? Is it true that white girls really do love Starbucks and Netflix?
No,
it's not true.
Netflix, yes.
You don't
Netflix,
like Starbucks?
I mean, I don't know. Starbucks has like kind of a bitter taste for me, and I'm not really like. It's not my
I
favorite
hate coffee,
coffee.
So.
I love coffee. And Netflix, I'm just, I mean, I
if
watch
if you find
it
a good show, then
yeah.
Netflix is the bomb.
Yeah, like,
but if, like, you're just
that's
looking
just
around.
That's not just a girl thing. That's a
no,
guy thing,
yeah.
too.
But
yeah.
if you're just, if you're just like,
Arrow.
Looking around and you don't know what you're going to watch, then Netflix is terrible. Because there's just a whole lot of
true.
Just dumb.
There's a lot of, you know,
true.
Like,
B-less. But if you're looking to watch 11 seasons of a certain
ooh,
show.
Grey's Anatomy,
Grey's Anatomy.
Hardcore. I'll
and
watch
then
all.
Netflix. Wait, does anyone watch New Girl, please?
Me.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Schmidt.
Grey's
Anatomy.
That's my Netflix.
Dude, the amount I literally watched Grey's Anatomy like all 11 seasons in like 2 weeks.
Oh,
I'm not
my
even joking.
Gosh.
It was great.
I didn't know.
Mind you, there's
either.
Like there's
mind
like 22
you.
Episodes in each season.
That's
so
ridiculous.
How many is
oh
that?
Oh my gosh, girl, that's so crazy.
Okay, you guys.
11 times 25 What's the answer?
11 times what?
25
Hey, yeah, homeschooler.
Ready? You don't know. 275 Is that right? I don't know.
Oh, check it. I can't math.
I'll check it.
11
If it is, I just.
Let's ask Siri.
11 times 25 is 275 She's right. Math whiz.
The answer is 275.
Oh, yeah. You're so dumb.
Wait, why do you have a guy Siri?
What's the square root of 4,000?
Checking my sources.
I have a girl Siri.
Are you kidding me? That's 20.
Did you say
approximately 63.2456?
No, the reason why I have a guy is because my phone's
Never mind.
Because I hate girls. No.
You can put it on the English and it's a guy.
Yeah, but. Like no, but the thing about doing it English is
I love how we go from Netflix to talking about whether you should have a boy or a girl.
Okay, continue.
You don't even have a story.
No, I do. My phone's name is Jarvis, and so
how do you name
your why do you
You can go to about, I'll show you later. But
I don't think you should.
See, look, this is my
Hola Siri.
Hola, Jonathan Zavala.
Wait, continue.
This is my text tone.
What the?
Excuse me, there is a message for you.
That's Jarvis, and so I had to make it like a boy too, so it kind of be similar. And I don't want the British version because it doesn't recognize mom. It recognizes mom. And I don't want to change my mom to mom because that's not
Hey, weird. I did that in my phone. My mom's name is Mum.
Siri calls me largest squid.
Siri calls me sir.
Okay, so you guys watch Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I know. I could perform so many surgeries right now just because of how much I watch it.
Really?
Just get this needle and
what's
shove
my
it
name?
Arm.
So many surgeries right now, and what's my name? So many surgeries right now. Oh wait, it's still going. That's why. Look, look at all.
But since we're friends, I get to call you sir.
That's like
I get to call you sir. I don't
since
think
we're
he
friends,
gets
get
to call you
like,
anything.
Like,
Siri, what's my name?
Is this like...
You're Gracie, but since we're friends, I get to call you Largest Squid.
Wait, largest Squid?
I don't think
probably
I have
Peyton.
One.
You can tell him.
What's my name? I'm afraid. You're Peyton. Oh, that's stupid.
Friends, I get to call you Sassy Monster.
I didn't do that.
Wait, hold on. I'm
somebody did that
what's my
me?
Social security number?
No, that's
so dumb.
What if it was programmed in your phone and it said it on True Talk? We'd have to go
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Siri, what's my name?
I don't know who you are, but you can tell me. In Siri settings, tap on My Info and then choose yourself from your contacts.
How sad!
We're Snapchatting.
Hey, we're Snapchatting!
We're on True Talk.
Oh my gosh.
Say hi.
Have you guys seen that movie, The Interview?
No. Who is going to watch that?
I just watched Left Behind last night, and that was really good.
The Nicolas Cage one?
Yeah.
The one where he's
Nicolas Cage is
poor.
Nicolas Cage is terrible. Oh, no. He's in a movie that I'm not watching.
He's quite beautiful, though.
He's not.
I think he's beautiful.
No.
Hello.
Let's go, guys.
I like how we literally just are Snapchatting right now. Like, that's all we're doing.
My name is Nick Cage. I'm on a plane, and I have to find the Declaration of Independence.
That's like the only movie worth
ending.
Watching.
What's this
one?
National Treasure.
The only good Nick Cage movie. The only good Nick Cage movie is what is it? National Treasure.
That's literally what I just said that. Rewind two seconds, and I literally just said that sentence, and then you said it right after.
You're an echo.
The best or the worst?
Peyton hates everybody.
You are an echo.
That's pretty much true.
Echo.
Oh, it's my rapper name. But like,
I'm just kidding.
I like that movie. I like that movie.
What
the
movie?
Second one, National Treasure.
It wasn't that bad. Why are we doing this?
You're not even.
This is what happens when you get girls,
anyway,
girls to
anyway,
come.
Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and ask you other girls questions because we ask
we don't get names.
Well,
female number one, talk.
Shut up.
Number Juan.
Mackenzie.
Juan. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite drink at Starbucks? Because I know you go to Starbucks.
My favorite drink? I mean, I do like coffee, but I don't like their coffee. So it'd have to be like a double chocolate chip frappuccino because it doesn't have coffee and it's so good. And it's just like, I don't know. It's
how do you
like
not
a burst
like coffee?
Of like heaven in your. I
hate
do,
coffee.
But I don't like Starbucks coffee because
you
it's so bitter.
Yeah.
And it's just gross. Like, it's not even that good.
Because when I go to...
So, I just get the frappuccino that doesn't have coffee.
When I go to Starbucks, I always get the Java chip one because I like to spice up my frappuccinos with
Java
coffee.
Chip is literally the same thing with, like, coffee in it.
Yeah. I always drink the same thing caffeine. I always ask for caffeine because I feel like I need it.
You never should have caffeine.
No, you never need caffeine.
Never in your life should you ever.
Wait, are you ADD or ADHD? What's the difference?
Neither. Literally neither one of them. No.
That's a lie.
I have energy drinks in the morning.
Oh my god. That's
not
what you. They're downstairs. Like, I'll show you later. You really should. I literally have like these little powder things, and I put them in the water, and I mix it when I drink them, because when I wake up, I'm like dead. All right, Mackenzie's leaving, guys.
Yeah, peace now. Thanks, guys, for having me. I have to go work. I'm a working woman.
Hola chica, let me talk to you. See if I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
So Mackenzie left, and this is what's happening. Yeah. Now
we're rapping Boyfriend by Justin Bieber.
There you go. It's the best song.
Did you guys see that Justin Bieber dyed his hair like bleach blonde?
I don't pay attention to him one bit.
I saw it on Twitter because I'm always on Twitter.
I don't get that. But like,
I saw it. That's true though. You are.
Thank you.
So
follow me at Johnny.
No, that's my thing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, anyway.
By the way, I still haven't gotten any new followers from my wonderful listeners.
No one wants to follow you.
Shots fired.
Speaking of Peyton talking, Peyton, what is your favorite app on the phone? Probably Snapchat, right?
Snapchat.
You use
apps.
Do
people use apps? Because literally the only apps on my phone are like Bank of America.
So
and
you
like,
use that. Is that your favorite?
I guess so.
I still have Flappy Bird, so.
No, I literally don't have any apps.
I have the app AA.
Because the thing is I don't ever have storage because I have like 900 songs on a good day.
See, I have no songs, but I have 4,000 pictures.
See, I have to. I don't have to worry about that.
Okay, but Spotify, is that even worth it? Because it literally annoys the heck out of me.
Any that song oh, in well, the hemisphere.
Because for Christmas, I got to get a 3-month subscription.
Subscription? You just said it very wrong.
Subscription.
There you go.
I got a 3-month subscription for 99 cents. So I have 3 months of Spotify.
I like to own music. I don't know what. No, but I seriously spend more time on iTunes than any other social media. That's not social media, but like I consider it one.
You just go through like previews.
No, I just like I just
song,
sit
I know
on
all
there.
The words.
No, like
20 seconds of, like previews.
No, but like I'll look at like the charts and stuff because if you go like super far down, then like you get to hear all the songs that like in 2 months everyone's gonna be obsessed with. So like that's what I do with my life. Yeah.
It's a good life to live.
You know, I went on iTunes. I tweeted about this as well. So yeah.
Well, but no one follows you on Twitter, so.
I went on iTunes and.
I hope no one follows you on Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
I don't follow you on Twitter.
You should.
I'm gonna unfollow. I'm gonna unfollow you right now. Actually.
You both follow me on Twitter.
Yeah. No.
Right
yeah,
now.
You do.
Here we go.
I can prove.
Are you literally?
I'm for real. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh.
Jonathan, gosh. Right there, unfollow.
Are oh, I'm already kidding? Following you. I'm gonna unfollow you.
Are you kidding me? What is it?
I just unfollowed you.
77 followers.
Okay, so I go to, on iTunes and like everything's explicit. Explicit. I hate that. Because I'm like, when I was younger.
What are you trying to listen to?
I just go on the chart things. Yeah. They're all explicit. And I'm just like, is all songs about money and drugs and sex?
There's
yeah.
A lot of, yeah.
Everything's
pretty
about
much.
That. It's like, yo, girl, let's go while I smoke that dope with my money. Like, that's literally what all the songs are about.
Yeah, and they talk about.
Just like every country song is about whiskey and.
That's trackers. Not true. One bit.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Yeah.
I thought I had to sing that.
I'm confused. Are you. Is it bad in here?
No.
It's because Austin's in
here. Yeah. Really. Okay, that's gonna. Weird.
Yeah, but I don't like the fact that everything's all explicit. I don't get that. What is going on?
She needs to call her mom.
No! Yes, you do!
How many minutes are we into this?
We got 4 minutes left.
Okay.
Just sing your heart out. Alright, so you guys walked into the wonderful episode where we sing about life.
No.
No, we don't do that.
We don't?
Alright, so we're going to end the show with a segment that I like to call Eric Heim.
Eric Heim is the best. I literally love Eric Heim so
Calm
much.
Down.
I'm being
we're
so real. There
is one person
who all is on
hate.
The True Talk team?
Me.
It's Lucas.
Me.
Austin.
Me.
Elliot,
me.
I,
me.
Now,
Peyton.
Okay, hold on.
Also I'm Peyton, calling. Though. Right? Sure.
Part.
Austin said yes, so that means yes.
Eric?
Hello.
Hey,
Eric,
you're live on True Talk, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hello.
You're live on True Talk, Eric.
Really?
Yeah. Today we have Peyton Rogers and Gracie Dodge.
Hi.
Oh, hello. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of on a road trip right now.
Okay. Well, we have a question for you.
Okay. Can I call you back in just one moment?
What were you trying to say?
Hello, Eric?
I was
trying. Hello.
All right. So do you have a question for the guests?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this first one is going to be to Peyton Rogers. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Who is your favorite singer, and what sport do you think he or she would be exceptional
in? Beyonce. Hardcore, all the way Beyonce. And she could be good at anything. In the world. She could be like an Olympic champ for all the sports. She is.
Can you name like some sports you think she would be?
Basketball, football, track, baseball, swimming. Swimming. She could be great at swimming. Cheerleading. Gymnastics. Dancing. Throwing that metal
Rugby.
Ball. Rugby.
Shot put?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's another?
Rugby is not a...
Rugby is... That it's counts.
A sport.
Yeah, but it's not an Olympic sport.
South Africa, polo.
They play it. Water polo.
Water polo.
Is that an Olympic
sport? Synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
She'd be great at that.
All right. What's your question for Gracie?
Okay, Gracie. Where is your favorite place to eat, and what do you think they should start serving there?
What was the second part?
You guys are answering.
Where's my
Eric, can you
Christina,
where's my favorite place to eat and
Christina's
what?
Then get out.
Favorite place to eat, and what type of food do you think they should start serving there if they were to serve something new?
Christina. No, not Christina.
Frick that. It's so good.
I would say Chipotle, and they
ice
should
cream.
Start serving ice cream. Yeah, Mexican ice cream at Chipotle. That
That's
would be great.
Thing,
what makes Mexican ice cream different from American ice cream?
It's different. No, it's really a thing. You don't know this?
There's salsa in it.
Anyway, thank you, Eric, for those questions, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Eric. I love
Eric.
You.
Bye.
Yeah, usually Eric will be here from now on, hopefully.
Yeah,
and me, though. Too.
Eric's really good
always
at this stuff.
Okay, what were you trying to say?
We'll close the show on this. What is your guys' favorite part about being a part of that?
Well, the worship team?
Yeah.
I'll let her go.
I don't know. I think it's cool to, like, be on the platform and, like, see all of Hub, like, worshiping.
Yeah.
Me? Yeah. I get to watch Gracie worship.
You get to watch
she just stands up there with her arms open and they're like, praise the Gracie.
No. Okay. Then. No, but I think it's really cool to, like, just see people, like, worshiping. Not that I'm, like, creepily watching people, but, like...
Yeah.
Make eye contact.
No. But you know what I mean.
I know
it's
what you
cool.
mean. That's awesome. Yeah, what about you, Zevele?
What?
Zevele is my street name.
Okay, go.
That's what they call me.
What's your favorite?
Brooklyn. I know there's a lot of stuff. I like being a leader when it comes to stuff like that. I like to, you know, I like have to, but it's more like an I get to lead
yeah.
and stuff like that. And so it's really for me, I feel very like, you know, special and like honored that I get to be, you know, asked and, you know, picked to be able to lead people. You know, Hub is a very big youth group. We have hundreds and hundreds of kids. And so it really is like this really big, you know, like responsibility and this really big, you know, like honor to be able to lead people, not through, you know, through music and singing and talent and all that, but I mean, that has to do with it, but like also just getting a chance to really live out what you believe and really just, you know, like lead people to Jesus. Yeah. So, you know, getting a chance to do that and to grow as a person and grow as a musician and a singer and knowing that there's people looking up to you really changes the way you act as a person. Because now you're realizing, you know, what I tweet, what I text people, even, you know, what I say to people can affect somebody else because of what, you know, they hear. And you know, it's a lot of pressure, but it's also a really great, you know, And like I said earlier, it's like an honor to be able to do all this stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have that's a little awesome. Bit less pressure though, because I unfollowed you on Twitter.
I can't believe. Are you same. Gonna follow me again, or are you literally just?
No,
gonna...
I'm done. I'm just kidding. It's okay,
I am following you. She's gonna start like a hate page on like, Twitter, like at we hate Jonathan.
It's okay. It'll be protected though, so you can't see it.
One time we were following, and then we unfollowed you. That's what we'll create it to be.
No, you don't follow them back.
The T-shirt says saying unfollow Jonathan are gonna be out tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, thank you guys. Whoa.
Decorations right. on the
so,
mic now.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Yeah, we're going to come you. Every week.
Every week.
Because now I know when you do it. So yeah. I'm going to come to your house.
All right, True Talk is going to be changing this.
No.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. You can write to us. Via email, which will be in the link in the description, and you can also
tweet
us or follow us
on Instagram. Nobody follows us on Instagram, so yeah. Be sure to go and then tag us in everything, like your family pictures for no reason. Do all that stuff.
Exactly. Once again, we want to thank Peyton, Mackenzie, and Gracie for being on the show. They were wonderful hosts.
For unfollowing me.
They were wonderful hosts.
Yeah.
Or
so like
co-hosts, I guess. Guests, whatever you want to be.
But yeah, so like Austin said, be sure to check out our website. Send us an email with your questions. Feel free to do all that stuff. Go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and then like us on Facebook. All the links to that will be in the description. Within like the next week or two, we'll be up on iTunes, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so now you'll be able to get rid of that Podomatic app.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and go and check us out on iTunes and tell your friends about us. Support means a lot, so if you guys could support us and let other people know about us, you don't need to be faithful and tattoo the logo on your shoulder or whatever,
like
you,
I did,
like, yeah, don't do it, Austin, dude. But yeah, so feel free to just go tell your friends about it, and so send us your questions.
Yep. Anyway,
awesome. Thank you for listening.
Yep. We want to thank Lucretia Jones for making this all possible.
And Eric Heim, who just joined the True Talk team.
True Yay. Talk game, yeah. I'm Austin.
I'm Jonathan.
And this has been
True Talk.
True.